online, all the time. southernfm.com.au.
Pour yourself a coffee and pull up a seat. Join me, Lee Cummins, for Coffee Chat every Monday morning from 9 till 10 with a range of guests and a wide variety of music for you to enjoy your Monday morning coffee here on 88.3 Southern FM, Mondays 9 till 10.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Chat this morning, where the time is 4 minutes past nine here on 88.3 Southern FM. You've got Lee Cummins this morning right through until 10 o'clock. And then after the 10 o'clock news, we've got Michael with In The Mix. We are in the studio this morning, and I'm very, very honoured, actually, because we have somebody that has had a huge media presence in the studio with me this morning in our interview series. Now we have Dr. Gary Wolman, who is here to share tools, tips and techniques with us about being and becoming the best presenter we can possibly be, which is very exciting. So good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Lee. Wonderful to start the week here with you.
It's great to have you on the program, and you have been on TV, you've been on radio, you're an absolute whiz when it comes to media and presenting.
Let's find out.
Exactly. Now, how do you see yourself as a transformational presentation coach?
What a good question. Unlike traditional presentation coaches, which focus more on the outside, what to do right, how to be able to come across to an audience, I focus more on the inner person. The best example I can tell you actually comes from one of the principles I've developed called the P formula, P-E-A, which means matching a point with an example and then the application for the audience. One of the best examples I can think of, Lee, is a time not too long ago when a seminar leader was standing up in front of one of my groups and was terrified. You'd think that he would be very comfortable. He said he was afraid to be seen. He burst into tears and just moments later confessed to everyone that he spent a lifetime in Brooklyn, New York, being beaten up by people. So whenever he stands in front of a group, he feels like he's going to be beaten up. In just a short amount of time, people acknowledged him for sharing his vulnerability as his strength, and he shifted his whole view to, it's safe for me to be seen. What a wonderful moment, a transformational moment for him.
That would have been exceptionally transformational. And acknowledging that you can be authentic, no matter what sort of audience you're with.
Yes, absolutely. One of the key principles I work with people is to be able to convey that expression that my humanity, sharing my caring, my vulnerability is my developing strength. And that allows that P formula I just mentioned a few moments ago, that vulnerability can be a strength. By an example you can think of, listener, in your own life, and then how that applies to you, how you can have the courage to share what perhaps has been held back for such a long time, what a difference you can make.
Absolutely. And when people really resonate with you and they hear your story, and it may resonate with them, what they're going through, the rest of what they're speaking about just is cemented in that conversation, isn't it?
It's so true. It's that inner self-talk. The way I see it is, this is speaking from the inside out, developing a relationship with your message, your body, and your audience, rather than downloading information. That's the key of my particular way of coaching.
So with the type of presentation breakthroughs your clients typically have through working with you, can you give us some ideas?
I'll give you another good example. I was working in Boston and had an ad in a newspaper called Lawyers Weekly. A man responded to this ad saying that I help lawyers and other people, barristers in this country, you call it, chartered accountants, make more live, engaging, interactive presentations. And he invited me over to his office. Here I met a very tall, good-looking, athletic man. He had started a new business in estate planning. He was also a barrister and a chartered accountant. However, no one was purchasing his service. I looked at him, and having had quite a bit of experience in working on the inner with psychodrama, meant much personal development, understanding about the psyche and human behavior, I asked him, what's underneath you not being able to get what you want or even ask for it, as you, the listener, may be asking yourself too right now. And he thought about a moment in his past when he was a young child, 13, and his father, who was a successful businessman, told him one day, "Son, this is the way to paint your father's boat. Do it just like me and you'll be okay." Well, what did little Kenny, of course, decide in that moment? That's right. Unless I do it like my daddy, why even bother to try? So 20 years later, here I am working with him in this room. Typical moment for me working with people, replaying an old moment where he froze and had made a decision that it wasn't safe for him unless he followed his daddy. I asked him to step in back of himself and be that unconditionally loving and supporting presence that would allow him to convey a conviction that would attract people to work with him. And at first he said, "Well, look, I care a lot about people. I'm very creative and I find a way always to get through difficult situations." Well, that was interesting, but it wasn't 5S enough for me. The 5S principle I call speaking in the, you can say this after me if you like, simplest, shortest, yeah. Shortest, strongest, specific statement. So say it in fewer words to convey greater impact. And he said, "Who I am is worthy. What I say has value. So people are attracted to invest in me, my products and services." And having spent years before as a court jester, I had no problem asking him to whimsically embody this new affirmation and self-talk in his muscle memory by singing it, shouting it, whispering it, doing it in gibberish, doing it in mime, writing it down, saying it in the mirror until his eyes lit up, his spine was tall, and he spoke from a deep resonance at the base of his spine. I asked him to get into that zone, to remember even just the gestures, to be able to get into that magnetic place whenever he drew a client in, either by the telephone or live in his office. What do you suppose happened to his business?
I think it would have boomed.
It just took off. So I've been practicing this specific exercise. If you get one thing out of this interview, listener, remember this exercise. If you can develop three key words and begin to match that with three gestures that match those key words, in his case, it was worthy, what I say has value, people are attracted to invest in me, that will then bring a magnetism, a receptivity, and a contagious enthusiasm for people finding you rather than you having to reach out to them.
That is so true. And you see speakers on stage that you just can't take your eyes off them. You're just mesmerized. And then you see other speakers where you think, "Oh, gee, I wish they'd hurry up."
Exactly.
What time's for coffee time?
So
that's absolutely. So what's one of your most powerful tools that you could give anybody that's listening today to enhance the impact and effectiveness of their live presentations? And live presentations are even going for an interview, asking for a loan from the bank. It doesn't have to be on stage.
I was thinking it's the same
everywhere.
Thing. Just now I was thinking of standing in front of a bank teller. It's on any stage. And every stage of your life, we are presenting, performing, and enacting, being our best selves at every moment of our lives. At least we have the opportunity to. Following what you just said about a speaker who can be charismatic, magnetic, you just can't wait till they speak their next word and not they can't get off stage. Please stay and share more with us. One of my key principles is showing what you're telling. And along with using the body language, as I just mentioned, of matching gestures with your words to make pictures of what you're saying so people have a multi-sensory encodement of your messaging before you even open your mouth, I've developed a tool called the grid system for walking your talk. A simple noughts and crosses, 3x3 squares, where I assist a speaker moving through a grid. Imagine this. Sooner or later, we're all speaking about past, present, and future. Well, doesn't it make sense then to begin to punctuate the points? If you're moving from the audience's point of view, the audience sees since we in the Western language are used to writing from the left to the right side from the audience's point of view is the future. And so are graphs that are in back of a speaker that have an X or Y axis. The future then heads over to the audience's right or the speaker's left. So if I point to my right as the speaker, that would be the audience's pass. And I say, as I point to the right or even step or lean over to the right, in the past, the way things used to be, then I come to the center of the stage. The way things are right now, my stand on the subject is, and as I head over slightly to my left, the audience is right, and I say, where are we going from here? The audience then knows, before I even open my mouth, whether I'm going to be talking about the past, present, or future when I enter those zones consistently. A very powerful tool of showing or telling.
Wow. And I'm so glad that you mentioned about your left, the audience is right, because you forget about that, don't you?
Unless you practice.
Unless you practice.
Yeah, practice is such a key. If there were one additional tool that I would leave with people here today, it would be seeing it from the audience's point of view. Many speakers develop a speech. They download a speech. They've got the information correct, but there's no engagement, interaction with the audience. They've got the principles, the points. They've got the examples, the stories, but they forgot the A in my P formula, principle, example, application, the connection, the interaction with the audience, the WIIFM from the audience's point of view means the what's in it for me. So if a speaker makes a speech, presents its topic, and then turns it around at the end of their presentation, I often ask people when I'm coaching them, step to the side for a moment. Be an audience member from that speech you're about to give a month from now and say the following words. Hello, whatever your name is, talking to yourself. Hello, you, the speaker. I'm one of your audience members that was in your presentation a month from now. And one of the things I loved about what you presented is, and for you to reach me more effectively, I would appreciate your adding this, deleting this, or changing that. When that speaker role reverses with the audience member like that, they suddenly start to see things from the audience point of view, and their presentation is so much more interactive, engaging, and authentic.
I love that idea. And before we started, I was speaking about how I used to be involved with Rostrum, which is similar to Toastmasters, and we would have to prepare a speech. And I would sit there and prepare my speech to the oven, and then I'd stand back at the oven. And so I know what you're talking about.
I like that tool, particularly if the oven has a reflective glass to it, so you can see yourself reflected back and watch the movement, so you have a greater sense of being even more authentic, engaging, and able to be heard.
Exactly. And the oven did have a reflection.
That's very good.
Now, tell me what you mean by the three V's of communication.
Yes, thank you. The three V's of communication are the verbal words, the vocal sounds, and the visual delivery. Too often, as speakers, as presenters, we get stuck in getting it right, in having to get the words right. Yet it's actually when I'm standing in front of you or sitting in front of you as I am now, one study showed, and I'm putting my right hand up, displaying my five fingers, and my left hand up, displaying my five fingers. That adds up, if you look at it digitally, 55% of what people see, according to one study, is actually what they remember from a speaker's presentation, not the words. And so the verbal words, in concert with the visual gestures that match the words, make the telling compelling. And then along with the vocalization that can intonate, that can go down for emphasis and slow, that can go up with excitement. If those three V's match, then a speaker is truly radiant, magnetic, charismatic, and their message means more. It reaches the audience through multi-sensory channels and impacts the audience so they're more inspired to take action and remember the message as well.
And it's so important too, particularly if you're paying to go and see somebody, you definitely want to be able to remember what they're saying so that you can act on it as well.
Makes a lot of sense. That's the whole thing for me. The more senses engaged in the speaker's presentation, the more the speaker remembers their own message. They can choreograph it through my grid system, literally walking their talk. They can punctuate the points with the examples and the application to the audience. Yet until the three V's are in alignment, the verbal, vocal, visual elements, there is a feeling of distraction and incongruity. So this is a way of creating a laser beam penetrative focus that everyone feels inspired to take action about.
Fantastic. You're listening to Coffee Chat this morning, and in the studio with me I have Dr. Gary Wollman, who is speaking with us today about having exceptional presentation skills and some of the fantastic tips that he is sharing, including what would be a hero exercise
Similar to what we shared a bit earlier there, Lee, when in speaker steps outside of themselves in the witness role and has an audience member, that speak to them about what they think that they could do differently. If you have a hero in your life, some people pick Gandhi, some people pick someone that's been near and dear to them, a grandfather, a pet dog, Richard Branson. Many people have someone that's truly heroic, someone who stood up or spoke in ways that turned their life around. And you address your hero. Imagine yourself standing in front of someone that you've revered. You have pictures of them all on the walls, but you haven't quite owned the qualities of that hero yourself yet. And imagine yourself speaking to them, saying, just like we did earlier with that exercise of identifying your three key words. Hello, so-and-so, my hero. I'm so glad you're here today. I didn't realize you'd be part of this exercise, but I've always appreciated that you have these three qualities that have made a huge difference in my life. And then the person acknowledges those three qualities. Then, standing in the body of the hero, 180 degrees, literally moving your body as though you were facing the person you were just facing, standing as that hero would stand, moving as that role model and mentor would move, breathing and looking to the eyes of yourself, saying, I really appreciate you've just acknowledged in me these three qualities that you've seen in myself, and then some nuance, some gesture, some form of, and you know, you too have those qualities, but you haven't quite acknowledged it yet in the humor or the lightness or the gentleness or the feeling of command or contagious enthusiasm that has riveted your attention up to now. And then stepping back into the witness role, often people are moved to tears in this exercise because they realize the person that they've been putting on a pedestal all this time, they have the very same qualities. And by being that person for a moment, they actually can reclaim and embody those disowned qualities and be a much more powerful presenter from that moment on.
Dr. Gary, I am going to have to re-listen to this interview over and over because you have absolutely given us some pearls of wisdom.
Thank you.
So I want to thank you for that. Now, you've got some up-and-coming workshops that are happening where people can have an opportunity for a presentation breakthrough. And we have actually got one of the flyers here that we're going to leave here at the station so people can ring in. There'll also be opportunities for people to go to the Coffee Chat website, and I'll have links to it as well. But why don't you tell us about it first?
I have an upcoming workshop on Saturday, the 23rd of September, also Saturday, the 25th of November, a full-day workshop in St. Kilda that will allow each one of you to come and have a presentation breakthrough, as you mentioned. Meaning, if you have a particular theme, challenge in your life about sharing a particular story, message, presentation, perhaps a eulogy or an honoring at someone's wedding or celebration or reunion, could be even a poem or a song, something you have deeply held inside that you want to share, maybe even a delicate communication you feel very fragile about. And I will take you through that in a Monty Python way to exaggerate whatever's concerning you. If you have a wall between you and your audience, I might ask you to take two or three people from the audience to become the wall and then shift the wall to become a bridge or whatever you feel in your creative imagination you want to do. These are such powerful, inspiring outrageously fun, life-transforming moments. So that's going to be happening on those two Saturdays. There are a few other ways for people to receive support from me as well, who may not be coming to that workshop. One is, if you like my Presentation Doctor Facebook page, you'll get all kinds of inspiring videos, audios, and print materials that have some of the same content we've been sharing here today in a live, engaging, dynamic, interactive way. My website also, by the same title, mypresentationdoctor.com, will also give you, in the teaching area, live scenarios of these presentation breakthroughs so you can see how people broke through. In the media exposure area as well, interviews like this one, which you'll see, that will give you a better sense of how you can present on stage, and the blog on interactive communication, all in mypresentationdoctor.com website. So those are ways, the website, the Facebook, liking My Presentation Doctor page, as well as the live workshops, that you can receive ongoing, inspiring, life-transforming, impactful ways of shifting your way of speaking and being from the inside out. That's my message to you.
Dr. Gary Wellman, thank you very much for joining us on the Coffee Chat interview series this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been an honor, Lee, to have a chance to share so deeply, so succinctly. And I have to say, I'm very grateful for your helping setting the stage to make it a safe space for me. I presented many times, but you're asking me to come up with some of the questions that you were asking me today made it even easier. Everyone appreciates structure. And you made it a very safe and open atmosphere for me as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So as always, you will be able to listen to this interview this week on coffeechat-fm.com. Just go to the interview podcast and you'll be able to see photos of Dr. Gary Wellman. There'll also be links to the interview as well as being able to download it to your MP3 of choice. You can also have links to www.mypresentationdoctor.com and definitely get onto Facebook and like the My Presentation Doctor page, because I've had a look and there is a load of information that I'm sure you're going to find exceptionally helpful. Now, straight after the 10 o'clock news, you'll be able to go to southernfm.com.au. Just link to program guide on Monday under Coffee Chat. You'll also be able to listen to this interview straight after 10 o'clock. And that's it for this morning with the interview series. Was there one other thing you wanted to mention?
I just realized this is near the end of August, and the early bird for my workshop actually extends right through the end of August. So right through this Thursday, there are about three or four places left. It's a limited space because it's a small room. But if you'd like to be there, come in and come in at a discount on me up until the 31st of August.
Excellent. So early bird, if you do want to get on to that program, you definitely have to book in ASAP. So pop on to mypresentationdoctor.com.